In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Welcome back to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know, we're your partners in wine, crime, time, all the rhymes.
Yes.
I just feel, when I saw this headline, it was the most perfect combination of words of all time. Because you have a like an online pastor.
Yes, which is another element that's like, what is it? I mean, I'm an online priest. I got ordained online to officiate a wedding, but—
Wait, same.
Should I start a church?
Should we start a crypto church?
Yes.
Because he was able to scam millions of dollars out of people through the good Lord. Well, I don't think it was everybody else's Lord who they were praying to, which is kind of a doozy. And also, it's a hard thing where we've seen, because it wasn't even a cult. Because that's when I was first looking into this, I thought he was kind of creating more of a cult format where people obviously give up their money, their possessions and everything. He was maneuvering it just like kind of in a trickier way, because in a more just classic how a pastor talks way.
Yeah, totally. I feel like this is so us.
Oh, I was going to say, why do I feel like I learned the difference between, and maybe it's not that, pastor and priest from Seventh Heaven? Because wasn't that why he could get married? Yeah, I know that guy is now arrested, but wasn't that a thing?
Oh, you're asking me the difference between a pastor and a priest? No idea.
I went to Catholic school until second grade. I feel like something should kick in. But
oh my
I
God.
Thought, because the guy, in maybe it was just a different, because I remember being like, he could get married and have kids. If you're religious at all, I'm just apologizing and we're moving on. But I think there was something with that. I know that man now is arrested, the actor, but so it doesn't even matter.
Oh man. Well,
there was something there.
So wait, is this guy a pastor or a priest now?
This guy is a pastor. I don't know. I thought I knew the difference, but now when I was like doing a quick Google, I don't know the difference at all. Because the term pastor is used by Catholics for what in other English-speaking countries is called a priest.
So it's just a Catholic priest? Then what's a Catholic priest?
That's the who's on first. who is? Oh, okay. A pastor is typically associated with a minister or priest. Oh, they're ordained.
Yeah.
Don't ask me what ordained means. Pastors are ordained.
I know what that means.
Oh, yeah. They're appointed by a religious institution. Then what the fuck is a priest? I'm sorry. No, I feel bad for cursing when I say what the frick? What the frick is a priest?
That's the Catholic school education. You're like, oh, I feel guilty now.
Yeah, no. The Irish Catholic is don't talk about anything and just feel guilty in a corner until something goes wrong. Murphy's Law, my
and
last
then
name. And then drink. Yeah. Pretty much. So if anyone is either of those things listening and you want to educate us, shout out. But also if you're a pastor or a priest listening, don't do this crime.
Don't do it. Yes. Okay. I feel we've wasted enough time. So we lost half of the listeners. It's fine. So we're talking about Eli Regalado and his wife, Caitlin, and they are facing civil fraud charges in Colorado for selling a worthless currency. And he's also claiming, I mean, this is just ridiculous. And this is what you saw in the headlines. He's claiming the Lord told him to steal from Christians to remodel his home and more. He's the Robin Hood.
The Robin Hood. And also he was like, no, the Lord of Magnolia Network. Chip and Joanna Gaines came to me at night and said, do this.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So let's just get into this mess. So Eli and Caitlin were both charged this month in a civil complaint filed in Denver District Court by the Colorado Attorney General's office. And this is per the Colorado Division of Securities. So they sold this practically worthless cryptocurrency, which was called Index Coin. It's INDX coin.
Which looks really like acronyms. I Googled because I was like, are those acronyms that are on crosses? Because I know there's always that. It's not. I think it's just index.
No. And first of all, their website is like still up.
It's up, but so much of the good stuff is locked.
Yeah, no, you can't really see much. But I was able to download these like white pages, which is kind of crazy. Oh, it says Index Coin is the exciting new utility coin of the Kingdom Wealth community.
What?
Which is already feeling kind of culty.
Very culty. Your Kingdom Wealth, your coin, huh?
Yeah. So it's called Index Coin, and they largely targeted the Christian communities in Denver. They told the people that God told Eli people would become wealthy if they invested in this worthless crypto.
Now, which, you've heard of angel investors, but you've never heard of God investor. That is this.
Yeah. And it was offered to people through the Kingdom Wealth Exchange. So honestly, I have to kind of hand it to them because they really like, they built an entire exchange. They had a coin. It wasn't backed by anything, but like, I feel they took the extra step.
They got the HTML. They did all the necessary things. They came up with a name that would make you think, I would assume, even if you're not religious, I'm like, Kingdom Wealth Exchange. Those are all words that make me feel connected to something rich.
Well, I was like, this sounds Jesus-y, honestly.
Well, that's the demo.
Yeah.
That's like, if there was like a, like a, you know how like there's little like stores or pop-ups where it's like, chill coffee vibe. And I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to go in there. Or, you know what I mean? We're like, oh, damn it. Or if it's like stuffed donut, I'm like, well, they're reading right into my
Lord.
You
got me. Yes. Yes, that's fair.
Chip City, Sarah. How many times do we enter Chip City?
I was about to bring up the cookies. So yeah, good point. Should we invest in cookie coin? Let's do it.
And it's just edible. Yeah. If that's investing in cookie coin, it's just buying cookies and eating it. Honey, I'm on your Forbes list.
Let's go. So if you're wondering what the Kingdom Wealth Exchange is, we'll try to explain it to you. And if you're wondering what the fuck is the Kingdom Wealth Exchange, that's a good question. And we will attempt to explain it to you. So it was an online cryptocurrency exchange that was owned and operated by the Regulados. And I mean, this shouldn't surprise anybody, but they had no experience in crypto prior to this. But like, does anyone like... I feel like there's just like two guys that have experience in crypto and they're the ones who started it.
And then they're just, I wonder if they're like, what have we done?
Oh, no. We're rich.
Oh, that's true.
Despite this, Eli said he was inspired to sell Index Coin because he said, quote, God is in the business of doing new things and breaking seals. And he did tell us to do this.
I feel like every religious person already is kind of annoyed because my pastor priest confusing. Is God in the business of doing new things? I've never, because doesn't he just, isn't God just kind of doing them?
Like, that was kind of my thought. I was like, God, who has like let the world get to this place and not intervened in any way.
I'm never like when people talk about the Lord or God, they're never just like, oh, always trying something new. Like, oh my God, highlights right. And hair. Oh, you know, God's taken up like sculpting now. You're like, that Lord is the busiest bee
right?
on earth and beyond. I'm like, that's where Eli would have lost me.
Yeah, like, does God need hobbies? God's like, you know what I need to do? I need to break the rules, famously.
Or maybe that's why, like, maybe global warming. I wonder, do people believe global warming is because God just started kilning his, like, pottery and now everything's so hot? That's probably taught in a class somewhere.
So Eli said, he said to the Lord, this is now a game of telephone, to God. Lord, I don't want to do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't have any experience in this industry. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to be caught up in something. First of all, are you guys imagining like John Goodman as Eli Gemstone? I wish I could do his like Southern twang. But I mean, season 5 of Righteous Gemstones has to just be this plot.
Wait, 2000%.
Yes. I just love that he's like, oh, like I didn't want to do it, but like God made me. Guys, so like invest in my crypto because I did not want to do this and had no experience.
He's like, please do it. Not for me. Yeah. For God.
Right. Like God made me.
Yeah. Ariana Grande's like, yeah.
So investigators accused the couple of violating Colorado's anti-fraud licensing and registration laws. They alleged the cryptocurrency was promoted as a low-risk, high-profit investment, while it was actually illiquid and practically useless. And in fact, they say in their white pages, I'm always going to find the receipts.
Yes, you will.
So they say that Index Coin aims to become a top 10 cryptocurrency, offering itself as a store of value with a higher potential of appreciation than stable coins while offering a similar risk profile. And they point out that Bitcoin has a market volatility rate of 81%. Ethereum is 94%. They say Index Coin provides holders with an unparalleled risk-to-return ratio, making it a coveted cryptocurrency to both new and experienced crypto enthusiasts. So yeah, it just basically says that like it's more stable than all these other cryptos. So you should invest in our crypto.
You know what? Not a total lie, because it's very stable in the fact it doesn't exist.
I mean,
so the crypto market,
anything
could
divided
ebb and
by
flow.
Zero is, well, what's that word? Undefined or whatever.
Undefined,
but
yeah.
Zero times anything is zero.
Zero. So that's pretty stable.
That's true. Reliable. So crypto is usually able to be converted into cash or other currencies through a digital platform or trading exchange. The couple raised nearly $3.2 million by targeting Denver's Christian community. But basically, their crypto was not backed by any money. So it was just like, it was kind of just like buying an NFT. Like,
mm-hmm.
You're kind of just throwing your money into the ether.
The abyss.
In a post in November announcing the crypto network and exchange were to remain offline for the time being, Regalado said the failure had taken a toll on his mental health. Oh, boo. You poor baby.
You're sad.
Fraud is bad for your mental health?
That tracks.
That's why I don't commit fraud, but...
Wait, there's definitely Instagraphics, because anti-anxiety and, like, stress Instagraphics, where it's, like, pouring one out for scammers, where it's like, hey, fraudsters, have a Sunday to recharge. Doing nothing today isn't being lazy, because you're prioritizing yourself.
Oh, my God. Self-care is so important in this business. Otherwise, you'll burn out.
The burnout rate of frauds, yeah.
So Eli suggested investors, quote, stop being ruled by mammon, parentheses, chasing money. I don't know what that means. Ye old biblical talk, I guess.
That's what they say.
And he also instructed them to remove all negative talk from the community, which he complained was being flooded with negative comments, probably because people were like, where the fuck is my money? And they had to keep periodically taking the exchange offline when people would want to like take their money out.
It's so funny.
Because I think they had like $30,000 backing this whole operation. Like that's just all the cash they had.
Just to keep probably the website, their Wix domain or whatever on.
Like straight up.
Their Squarespace. Yeah, their Lord space.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh yeah, mammon, just so we all know, is the biblical term for riches. And it's the influence of material wealth. And funny, put a pin in him telling people not to be ruled by mammon, because now we're getting into not just his apology video. Well, yes, he made one.
Oh my God. Well, I just love that he's like, mammon for me and not for thee. Like, I hate these fucking people.
Exactly. Because let's get into where all that money was going.
Yeah.
I hate, that's where, oh my God, if I ever, I don't think, there's no one I am thinking of, but like, if there was ever, probably there's so many of like these fitness influencers, I'm like, are you eating Taco Bell? Let's see it. Well, actually, it's just so much of it is just like metabolism.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But it's giving like Brittany Dawn for sure.
Oh, so much.
Never
so.
Forget.
So when they got caught, they released a video and I tried so hard.
Was it a YouTube apology?
It was a YouTube apology on indexcoin.com.
I'm obsessed.
And like there were Reddit links posted to it, but it's like locked and hidden.
No.
And I was like, do I pay into this scam to get this video? I was so tempted. I did not.
That's how they got you.
I know.
Almost.
But there, a lot of people have quotes from it. So they said, the Lord said, I want you to build this. We took God at his word and sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. They thought the Lord would pay
the way.
Yeah,
the exit was a pump and dump.
Yeah.
Fuck you people.
Yeah, literally. So then I like that they went on to kind of, I don't know if they did this to like make it sound better because they took like over like $3 million or so. But one time they were like talking about just some of the funds. They were like, out of the $1.3 million, half a million of it went to the IRS.
I don't believe you.
They were like, we were ethical.
Don't believe that. I'm like, you were stealing money from people and you want us to believe that you paid taxes on your
taxes?
Stolen money.
I'm like, I don't think you have to pay taxes on stolen money because it's not, it's stolen.
I mean, the IRS would be like, how did you get this money? Yeah. Oh, an illegal fake crypto exchange? Excuse me, SEC.
Yeah.
Like,
what are we doing here? And then, of course, you know, a few $100,000 went to a home remodel that the Lord told us to do.
I hate these people so fucking
much. So annoying. And you also know, I tried to look up photos. You know this house is probably tacky as all shit.
Oh, my God. What am I picturing? Like, shiplap?
All of that. Like, the houses that they put up in, like, 3 days to
yes,
do.
Yes, those sliding barn doors. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is becoming, like, a Chip and Joanna Gaines, like, hit piece right now. But
I know.
Like,
I mean, they're lovely and rich, so, like, you're fine. But, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just not. It's just also a thing where I'm like, I think those can be built cheaper than a few hundred thousand dollars, too.
I can't. I'm trying to think. What else do you think they put in there? Live, laugh, love sign.
I don't know. Is that for or against the Lord? Does the Lord want you to laugh? I don't know.
He does want you to try new things.
That's true. Okay, so maybe they have an improv comedy like basement.
Gaslight, gatekeep, girl boss. That's their sign.
They also literally, because he did this video from like his like live stream section, because like he had a microphone set up and everything like that. So they had probably soundproofing.
Stop.
Maybe he was dropping a mixtape.
Stop.
Do you remember those infomercials of like Catholic CDs? Or I think they were like mega church ones, like Our God is an Awesome God.
Yeah.
That kind of goes off.
Oh my God.
I remember when that came out, I was kind of like, so maybe
you know what I do love? I love that song, This Christmas. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh.
This Christmas will be a very special Christmas.
Well,
for
that
me.
Is the thing. Because there's Christian church music and then there's Christmas music and then there's like, Christmas yes. music that you can vibe to 365.
Uh-huh.
Like that. This
it's that
Christmas
and the NSYNC
off.
One.
NSYNC. And also, Santa Tell Me, Ariana Grande.
I don't know that one.
Oh, that's a good one. Where she's like, Santa, is my man going to be here on Christmas? I mean, for Ariana Grande, she'll find a way.
She'll find like, a new man.
She's like, guys, the Lord told me to get with SpongeBob. Like, you don't understand. I'm like, yes, and. She's in her improv yes, era. Yes, and. So I do need an 80 house tour of their home.
Yes.
Also, because it's equipped with a Range Rover outside, handbags galore, all designer, an au pair, boat rentals, and snowmobile
adventures.
Was it
Samantha? I hope it was the fake au pair.
Wait, I hope so, because that'd be justice. That'd be justice. I'm also sorry, isn't this Mammon or whatever you were talking about being so bad for everybody else?
Yeah, gee, interesting.
But you have a Range Rover?
Why do they have a snowmobile?
That's what I don't get either. You have a snowmobile and boat rental. The Lord wants you to pick a season.
I mean, like, I know they're in Colorado, but so the snowmobile, I understand, but like pick a lane.
It's like Meg saying on his, ever since I claimed the summer, all these bitches want a season. So she's like, Eli, I know you want spring with your boat and winter with your snowmobile. Not quite. And I also don't know is snowmobiling in the Bible? I don't think so. Also, is Chanel in the Bible? I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
So per the New York Times, Regalado also said he did not want investors to be mad at the prosecutors.
He's to the judge like, are you mad at me?
Hey. Also, like, the he's because it's a, him still trying to dupe the people who gave him money. Him saying, don't be mad at these prosecutors investigating me. Quote, they have to do this. I mean, if you think about this, we sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. We did. We took God at his word.
I'm confused. Is he admitting that he committed fraud at this point? He's like, oh, yeah, they should totally investigate me. Like, I broke the law. Like,
that's his, literally, yes, to make his, like, followers not mad at him, which is so insane. What? And then, because Sarah, I think I swear to his Lord, he thinks this next line is going to work in court. Either I misheard God, and every one of you who prayed and came in, you as well, we all... We played a game of telephone.
Wait, did you guys hear that? Wait, no. I heard it too.
Wait, no, right. He said Range Rover.
Yeah.
Rover, right? Yeah. Or two, God is still not done with this project. Okay.
Yes, God is bringing Index Coin back like Jesus from the dead.
He went on to say that investors couldn't get their money withdrawn due to problems with the cryptocurrency exchange. Problem being, does not exist.
You could say that.
Yeah. Houston, we have a problem. Investors who purchased Index Coin were subsequently unable to convert the cryptocurrency into cash because of technical failings. We launched an exchange.
Yeah, like there was no cash.
There was no cash.
I guess that's a technical failing. Like, you know, I kind of can't be mad at him.
You really can't. And he said, we launched this. The exchange technology failed. Things went downhill. And he was like, I know. This looks terrible.
This is so fucking funny. You know, this guy's lawyer, if he has one, is like throwing a rage fit in the corner and like ripping up his files because like...
What do you even do for this?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like this guy thinks he can talk his way out of anything. And it's like, you're just talking yourself into a big fine.
And you know why he probably thinks that? Because he only shops at luxury places that just butter you up. So he's like, oh, I am a smooth talker. No, Hermes just wants the check.
Well, he was able to convince a bunch of people to participate in this like idiotic scheme, which like I don't want to victim blame, but I'm like, did you any due diligence? Was any research involved? Like
he duped them with their faith.
But also there wasn't even a brick and mortar church.
That's true.
I'm like, you guys really like had like a parasocial Zoom relationship and we're like, yeah, I'm going to give this person I've never even seen who doesn't even have a physical church my money. Like, oh my God.
Make it make
sense.
He really
must have been some charming guy.
Suave.
Yeah. Or hot, maybe. Did we look into that? Was he hot?
I did Google. Young? Not gonna,
okay.
He wouldn't get my money, but I could see
okay.
maybe people being swayed by him. Actually, this is his Twitter.
Is he giving like youth pastor energy?
You know what? His Twitter photo got shorts and some tattoos. Mm. But the Zoom video photo that pops up a lot is not the one that I am...
Yeah.
Praying to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm not like that impressed.
No.
Interesting. He's probably good looking for like a pastor.
I was going to say, you know what? That could be that. So yeah. Oh my God. And now pulling this up, there's a quote from him. A Kickstarter campaign is probably about 95% science, 5% art. I don't know what that means, but that's just very LOL.
Sure. Honestly.
You know what's, if he dressed better, I feel that could kind of sway him. And he had all the money for clothes.
I feel like this could be pastor goggles, honestly, because I feel like when we would go to summer camp, like, you know, a very average guy would suddenly be a god. We had camp goggles. So I could see.
Well, it's like how sometimes there's like work crushes where you're like, I would never be into this person outside of the office. But like, I just need something to distract me for my 40 hours a week.
Exactly. You're okay, like, and I will say, the hottest person out of unhot people. So.
the boat rental did him justice because that, okay, the picture of him on the boat. Okay. So I would maybe give him $5, but I digress. So between, this was all going on between June 2022 and April 2023. They got more than 300 investors in a short amount of time.
I mean, his Zooms must have been popping, I guess.
Popping.
Instagram Live Church. Do you think they do that?
Sarah, 2,000% they do that. Like, without a doubt. I don't even have to, like, think for a second. He also did say he hopes everyone gets their money back. Thanks.
It's like, we have no idea who did this. We sure hope you get your money back.
And he says, guys, but also he's like, don't worry. God's going to work a miracle in the financial sector.
I cannot believe this man.
It's insanity.
Like the delusion. It's not even delusion. It's like lying.
It's not good.
It's like Ramona. Like Ramona Singer. Ramona. Like, you're not even good at lying.
No. But you just do it so much and so loud that it just powers through.
Right. Like, what the fuck is this?
Great vibes abound because the site, because they weren't remotely skilled in this field at all, like we've been talking about. A third-party auditor's report allegedly described their index coin code as unsafe, unsecure, and riddled with serious technical problems.
I'm sure that these people were just like me building a MySpace, like being like, oh yeah, I'm totally a coder.
Yeah, like, oh, we got this unlocked. The Colorado Securities Commissioner, Tung Chan, said, we allege that Mr. Regalado took advantage of the trust and faith of his own Christian community, and that he peddled outlandish promises of wealth to them when he sold them the essentially worthless cryptocurrency. Yeah.
Yeah.
2,000%. He continued to say, new coins and new exchanges are easy to create with open source code. We want to remind consumers to be very, very skeptical.
I feel like he just did a copy-paste job.
Of what everybody else has been doing. And you know
what? Because if it's open source code, like you can just find it and you can just use it. Like that's the whole point of it.
Yeah. This case is, of course, updating in real time. And most recently it was approved that state regulators can continue to freeze their bank assets.
So Denver District Court Judge David Goldberg ruled that Eli and Caitlin, along with their companies and church, cannot access their allegedly ill-gotten gains. He also barred the couple from selling their crypto or other investments in Colorado. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The judge said, this is a sad case for me. It's one of the more egregious cases I have seen where someone in the name of faith, the name of God, preyed upon his congregants and he did so in the name of the Lord. Indeed. Indeed.
Indeed.com.
And he called it... He called it a case of just unmitigated greed, and his decision followed a two-hour hearing and the testimony of state securities investors. The red flags were their expenses for personal purposes, said a fraud investigator with the Colorado Division of Securities, like, duh.
Duh, yeah.
An audit of their bank accounts found jewelry purchases, vacations, airline tickets, clothing, and home remodeling. No, but guys, like... God really wanted me to go to Bali. Like, Wait, you don't understand.
He's like, why can't I remember? As Paul said in the New Testament, if that's the thing, catch flights, not feelings.
Fucking seriously. Regalados did not even attend the afternoon hearing. They said that last week they'd be out of town and asked for it to be rescheduled. And the judge was like, no.
That's not how this works.
That's fucking bold to not even attend your own hearing. Wow. As a reminder, they're being sued by the Colorado Division of Securities for securities fraud. Their charges are civil, not criminal, and punishable by fines rather than jail time, which I'm just like, how that seems, you know, you're not like, I don't know how these victims are getting their money back.
I really don't know either.
Yeah. I mean, sell the boat. Oh, they didn't even own it. They rented the fucking boat.
That's also
sell that. Well, they'll sell the house and then I don't know.
All the designer bags.
Yes.
That's actually, I mean, I guess if it's just like, is the hack for anybody doing this, spend on experiences, not things, because they can't sell a trip.
That's true. You can't sell those airline miles back.
Yeah.
That's true. So
like you can have you can have the little travel pack that came with it. My pretzels.
Oh my God. Do you want my free headphones from the flight? They are so shitty and I can barely hear you, but,
I'm coming through via the Lord.
Yes. Again, so Eli said, you know, we sold a cryptocurrency exchange with no clear exit. So the prosecutors have to take that and say, these people willingly sold a cryptocurrency with no clear exit. Now we're going to go to court. We're going to argue our case. We're going to say, here's why we did it. What? The prosecution is like, oh, thank you. Do you just want to write our argument for us? Like, cool.
That's the thing. They're making it so easy.
I can't believe it. I hope this man never gets accused of like a more serious crime that has jail time attached, because like,
for his own benefit,
he will talk himself into a longer sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. So he told parishioners, God is not done with this project. God is not done with Index Coin. Join us, believe, and receive everything that God has said about this project. I mean, you're right. God is not done with this project, because God is like, yeah, you guys are going to like have to pay a huge fine.
And Sarah, I Googled, because I was like, this case is ongoing. So mm-hmm. yesterday when we were doing the outline, there was no updates about what is going on with them. Really, we're like, all right, we'll let it last. They're in Zambia. I just found out they're in Zambia.
I don't think they're coming back.
No, he's, because I was like, what the hell are they doing there? Because they were spotted. And I was like, these people aren't like major, like how are they being spotted? He's preaching.
Oh, he's preaching in Zambia?
Ew. Yeah, he was seen teaching about God. Guess what? He was teaching about God and finance at the Gifted Faith Ministry in the country's capital after missing the court hearing.
Don't take advantage of more people.
I know. So he was at the Glory Shift conference. Gross. I know. And I mean,
it also feels like vaguely missionary-like, which I don't like either. I'm like, what?
Also, I'm sorry. He's reading, because there's video of him. I'm not playing the audio because I don't want to do it. That would just be a mind F for everybody. He's reading off of an iPad. I'm sorry. The Lord is communicating to you via Apple product.
Oh,
you can't just riff off the top of your head.
I love that he's like, so the judge forbid us from selling crypto in Colorado. So what God is saying is we need to go sell crypto in Zambia.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. That is so, so insane. Oh, some things that he said. I'm going to speak to you today. I'm going to speak to you about finances. I'm going to speak to you about how to make money the kingdom way.
Yeah, it's called robbery.
Yeah, sir.
It's called fraud. What?
Yeah. But yeah, so
you
just
you see someone else with the money and then you get them to give it to you.
That is insane. Yeah, so all in all, $3.2 million worth of Index Coin. Truly,
it's kind
truly
of impressive
bananas.
That they convinced that many people to invest in like such a flimsy premise of nothing.
I guess I'm like, is Colorado? I don't know what areas of Colorado. I'm like, maybe it's just like a like, well, because over 300 people, so that's like some rich people. Or I guess if they're giving all their money to what they think is their lord, but
yeah, it's just I feel like it's so interesting that he got this many people to trust him when like they had nothing to show for anything.
I know. I guess.
Like that part's kind of impressive. Reluctantly.
And then also for people not to be suspicious when like they pull up in a Range Rover.
That.
It's like that thing where you know those memes like, I'll never tell you when I win the lottery, but there will be signs.
Yes.
This is a sign.
Yes. I'll never tell you when I commit fraud, but there will be signs.
There will be signs. So, I mean, y'all, we're going to have to keep updates on this man. I'm not sure if he'll ever return to actually, he'll just turn himself in somehow.
I feel like if he's smart, first of all, it's like, I mean, I can't believe they let him like leave the country, but if he was smart, he would go somewhere with no extradition, but
civil, not criminal. So he could leave. I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but that's true. He could have smarted out a little bit more, but yeah, we'll be keeping tabs on this. If unfortunately you know anybody who gave him some money, this is a judgment-free zone. They can talk to us. We're curious. Because maybe they can convince us why. Maybe the photos on Google are not selling him.
I get it. Nobody understands how crypto works. Like, we don't understand it.
I don't understand.
I get it. That nobody understands how it works. And, like, this guy is telling you it's going to be the next big thing. And everybody's like, oh, I should invest in crypto.
Yeah.
But you don't know where to start. So I sort of understand it. But I can't believe how like self-referential the whole thing was.
I know. Well, Sarah, so, we're not like God. We don't try new things.
Exactly.
That's what saves us. That's exactly. What saves us. I hate change. So I will never do crypto for that reason, but
me either.
For now, cut to next week. We're like, guys, this is how we got scammed.
But I think I will start a church, because also before all this guy was, He was like tax exempt on his business for his church when he didn't even have a brick and mortar church.
Wait, that's real.
So I'm like, I'm starting a church. Like, that's it.
I'm down to do that with you.
Yeah. I'm going to not pay taxes and literally never have a physical building and do everything over Zoom. Ugh. And then I can probably write off my internet bill. That's it.
Now that's that.
That's it. I'm doing it to save $70 a month.
Hey, everybody counts. So if you guys have a good idea for our church name, you know where you should leave it? With your 5-star review of this podcast, not another true crime podcast. We really do support that. It really means a lot and helps us a ton. So if you guys are so inclined, we don't ask for money to buy Range Rovers. We just would love a 5-star rating here and there if it's in your heart to do it. You can also follow our Instagram account at Not Another True Crime and the Facebook group at Not Another True Crime Group. I'm on Instagram at Cashmore Danny Cashmore with a K.
And I'm on Instagram at Sarah Lameme. God is telling you to follow us.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Not Another True Crime Podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Lameme. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.